This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The front line north of Kabul again today was the primary target of U.S. air attacks in Afghanistan. American planes pounded approaches to the strategic city of Mazar-e-Sharif, which, according to an opposition commander, is under siege by anti-Taliban forces. In the Pakistani border city of Peshawar today, Afghan exile leaders opened a two-day meeting to discuss the makeup of a government in a post-Taliban era. One of the stated goals of the U.S. bombing campaign is the overthrow of the Taliban regime in Kabul. NPR's John Burnett is in Peshawar. You were at this meeting, John. What happened there?
Let me set the scene for you, Bob. It's this 600-seat auditorium that was absolutely packed to overflowing. People were sitting in the aisles. They were sitting on the stage. These old Mujahideen leaders were there. There were tribal elders. There were religious leaders from the tribal areas along Afghanistan-Pakistan border and exiles. Elderly bearded men with these elaborate headdresses thundering from the lectern, shouts of Allahu Akbar from the crowd. It was called by Pir Sayed Ahmad Gailani. He's one of the seven most important Mujahideen leaders here in Peshawar. These were the resistance fighters against the Soviet occupation that the Taliban then ran out of Afghanistan. So Pir Gailani just returned from Rome, where he met with the ex-Afghan king, Zahir Shah, 86 years old, living there in exile since he was run out of Afghanistan in 1973. But he is expected to return as kind of the unifying symbol of hopefully a new government for Afghanistan. This morning they gave one of the first glimpses of the outlines of what this government could look like. They talked about a 10-person leadership council with the king to be elected as the chairman. He's too old to be a vigorous leader, so his prime minister would run the country, and that might be Pir Gailani himself. That was the talk in the room we heard. The rest would be technocrats. They'd write a constitution. And then they would ask the UN Security Force, made up of Muslim nations, to restore order and form a national army.
What about the Northern Alliance? Was it represented there?
It wasn't. They're up fighting in northern Afghanistan. That really was the big absence in the room, and it continues to be the big question kind of hanging over what's going to become of a new government in Afghanistan. The Northern Alliance being Afghan tribesmen whose bloodlines come from the Central Asian republics, and they're now besieging the city of Mazar-e-Sharif in northern Afghanistan. And so the job ahead is enormously complicated, because you have to have a government that's sufficiently diverse that will win the support of Afghanistan's disparate ethnic groups, but it can't be so diverse that it tears itself apart through infighting and skullduggery. So they have a lot of work to do.
Would any members of the Taliban play a role in a new Afghan government?
Well, it was interesting that when Pir Gailani gave his speech, which was definitely the most important one we heard all morning, he said, "I consider their cooperation significant and fruitful," which means something coming from him. On the other hand, a lot of other Afghan exiles think the words moderate and Taliban are an oxymoron, and they want nothing to do with them once the war's over.
NPR's John Burnett in Peshawar, Pakistan.